Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, so it is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, since I know what Gator did last night. Kang, did you do anything exciting last night?
That's just me.
I think you got to let people know on the joke there, Doug.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's uncalled for. I enjoyed it.
Well, Gator, we know you had an incredibly exciting single life, bachelor life last night. That's why you just moved on to me.
Who chose Maury Wisely? When all was said and done.
You.
All right, thank you.
Not from my point of view.
Yeah, it's funny because we did this thing every once in a while where the team's getting blown out. And you go, what did they make it flip to? When the Tigers had the bases loaded and one out and went strikeout, I flipped to the Michigan State-Indiana Big Ten soccer game.
Of course you did.
Which was also 1-0, but it was more exciting.
1-0.
Sorry. Gator, you tell the people what you did last night.
I was at Little Caesars Arena watching the Red Wings take on the Blackhawks in the first preseason game. Not embarrassed. My rationale was that they were going to play a bunch of the younger players, and I wanted to see those younger players because I'm not likely to see them in the regular season. And, oh, by the way, Connor Bedard was playing for Chicago. So
it's funny because, you know, I'm texting you guys my level of frustration with the Tigers, which is at an insanely high level right now. And you start live texting us what's going on the Red Wing game.
Yeah. Like, just trying to joke around with you because I was absolutely paying attention. I had the Tigers game on my the app anyway, on the ESPN app on my phone, watching the, you know, the animated play by play. And I wasn't alone. Everybody on either side of me was doing the same thing. So we're all like, who's got the update faster with what's happening? And when they had the bases loaded and one out, I'm excited. And then, yes, strikeout. You're like, you got to be kidding me. That just happened. And then Riley Green hits the solo home run. They show the home run to the crowd. The crowd goes nuts. And then what the hell happened? What the hell was that sixth inning?
It was one of the worst innings I can remember in recent history. And I'm trying. I don't know that this is. I'm asking whether or not I'm a prisoner of the moment. I am more frustrated with this Tiger team than I ever was with the Lions in the last 35, 40 years.
I can agree with that.
I feel like this collapse is the standard of which all future collapses will be measured against.
I don't think the Lions had, like, the Lions might, they could play well and then not play well the next week. It was like a week to week type thing, but I don't remember them being like, hey, start the season 8-2 and finish up 0-6. Maybe it did happen. I just don't remember it.
I think it did happen.
Probably, or something like that. But this is, I mean, you have to go like halfway through the season, see how good you were, and then you have to be absolute worst the rest of the way. Like, I was thinking about this last night, and I wrote it in my notes that for people that were critical of Scott Harris for not doing more at the trade deadline. And I understand. I was one of those people that, but maybe not as vocal about it. I wish that they had gotten a little bit more bullpen help. And that was, you know, maybe about it. And if the price is too high for other players, fine, so be it. And don't get involved with that. Don't give up your top four prospects. I was fine with that. Let's go. Because at the time, the Tigers were, what, 20-something games over 500? They weren't a threat. Like, the thought at the time, at the trade deadline.
What do you mean they weren't a threat?
Well, they weren't a threat to fail like they're doing. At the time of the trade deadline, the narrative was, you got to do what you can to put yourself over the top to win the World Series. It wasn't, oh my God, you got to do something because I foresee an epic collapse. Not one person foresaw this. You can say that, okay, I didn't think the team was prepared to win the World Series, but you cannot say that you saw this coming, because you didn't, because nobody did. Nobody saw this epic collapse. What you thought would happen was they'd get to the playoffs and they would run out of gas because they just didn't have enough to compete with the big boy hitters of the Yankees or the pitching staff that you know one of these other teams have or whatever. But you did not think this team was going to go and play as poorly as they have and now threaten to actually miss the playoffs. Not one person saw this happening. And that's why I think it's as frustrating as anything else, because this is a collapse that is unforeseen. It's not like you had a rash of injuries to your top players to provide.
So, okay, I'm not sure that I agree with you that nobody saw this coming.
Oh,
because
come on, Doug.
We had a guy call and say he made a bet on the Indians, the Guardians, whoever the F they are, that he made a bet on them to win the division. So, you know, I could see most of your point I agree with. People were talking about they're not good enough to win the World Series.
Yes.
I don't think people at the trade deadline when they didn't make a move, they were disappointed that they didn't add to win the World Series. I will agree that not very many people probably thought, if anybody thought, yeah, now they're going to miss the playoffs. But I'm sure we're going to get it. I knew it was going to happen. I know we're going to get that call. And you're awesome, but that's great. Yeah. I'll just say this. I don't know that I've ever been more frustrated. I think in my life, the most frustrating sports moments of my life, where we've all dealt with a ton of losses. And sometimes, you know, they're on the scale of disappointment. Pure and utter frustration is a different thing. As a kid, Ann Arbor kid growing up, it was losing Rose Bowl after Rose Bowl after Rose Bowl. The stupid New Jersey Devils and their left wing lock is a time I remember being insanely frustrated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
The Lions aggravated me. I think this is the most frustrating team and most frustrating stretch I can remember in my lifetime. And I try not to be prisoner of the moment. You guys know me. I mean, look, I short-term results, long-term conclusions. This is a longer-term stretch of play where what they have managed to seed to Seattle, to the Guardians, maybe to Houston here, is it's like disgusting. I can't look at it with my eyes. It's terrible to watch this.
What makes it worse, okay, what makes it even more unbelievable that you can't, no way, nobody, anybody saw this, all right? I think the Tigers may have had the best record in the American League going into the break there, the trade deadline. Because I believe they were 64-46, I think. That's July 30th, and I thought that the deadline was the 31st. 64-46, 18 games above 500. What nobody saw coming was that Cleveland would be the team to catch them. Nobody saw that either.
Cleveland was getting
rid of players. They were trading guys. I
hate to say it. They're the Tigers from last year.
Well, right.
They did the exact same thing.
You know what?
And we are the Twins.
Nobody saw it last year.
No, and it's twofold, right? Because the Tigers had to collapse, and Cleveland had to catch inferno-like fire, and they have. And this is
And this is the same frustration that Red Wing fans have had, but it's cumulative. Like, take the last three years going into March with the Red Wings, with the hope that you had, mm-hmm. you have to add all of those together, and you get where the Tigers are now.
I don't even know if I add them all together. I'm as frustrated. This is the most frustrated I think I have ever been watching any of our Detroit teams, and I might be prisoner of the moment. The Lions never frustrated me this much. They never frustrated me.
They were like bad all around to frustrate you, but not good, great, and then epically bad.
Okay, a lot of people want to talk, and we'll get to your phone calls. And we got the college football blitz thingy today at 10:30. Coming up at 11:50, Gator, I am at stage three with something as it pertains to the Tigers. Stage three. I'll explain at 11:50. It's Carson Anderson. Your calls are next. 248-539-9797. Hey, look, man, it's a frustrating day, and it sucks because it comes right after. I mean, it comes right after how great yesterday was. How great was yesterday?
It's pretty great. Very, very, very great, actually.
248-539-9797. We'll have the best of what Dan Campbell told the morning show coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.